Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the previous session, we covered the first half of the hadith, which describes the night of the first revelation. And inshallah, I wanted to continue on with the hadith, but I want to review the last few lines before we do that. So if you recall, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to his blessed wife Khadija radiallahu anha, and he said that he feared for himself. Khadija radiallahu anha, she said, "There is no way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would waste you." And then she listed five characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which acted as a dalil or as a proof as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was bestowing an incredible blessing upon the Prophet alayhi salam. Now, I then use that as a corollary or as a way of bringing in the point that if we enact these five characteristics, we too can receive or earn a certain degree of barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on these five characteristics. So one of the points that you could raise is, well, that's not a fair comparison because this is a prophet. And in the case of a prophet, the scales are totally different. So how can this apply to any other individual? And the proof is that, and actually this to me is just one of the most unique things about some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that if you go back then in the history, or if you move forward in the history of Islam, meaning forward from the day of the first revelation, and you look at one of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and one of the greatest Muslims in the history of the deen, and in fact one of the greatest Sahaba, that's Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In fact, he had attained an enormous status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as among the Muslim community. He was the first male convert. So that's something extremely unique about. And in fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about him that he was the only person who, when presented iman, he did not hesitate. He just immediately took the iman from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't think about it. He didn't reflect on it. Immediately, the moment he was presented with iman, he took Islam from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without a moment's hesitation. He supported the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every single thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And he had a very, very deep nisbah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, the reason why he was so blessed in the community and the reason why he earned such a great status in Islam was because of his deep connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His connection was such that everything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu emulated it. And to the extent that then the corollary came into play, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said that everything that Allah put in my heart, I put in the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So then you look through his life and say, well, what characteristics caused him to earn this barakah? What was it about him that allowed him to be so blessed and to earn such great rewards in this world and inshallah in the hereafter as well? Well, if you go through the story of the hijrah, you'll see that there was the major hijrah which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made from Mecca to Medina. And before that, there was another hijrah to Abyssinia, meaning a certain group of companions who were the ones that didn't have as much protection within the community, they made their hijrah from Mecca to Abyssinia, to Ethiopia. One day, due to the enormous pressure on Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu from the kuffar, Abu Bakr decided that he was going to make the hijrah. And you can imagine how intense the pressure must have been on Abu Bakr, because for him to make the decision that he wanted to leave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go to another city, that's enormous. The connection that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had and that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had was deep, very deep. In fact, Aisha radiallahu anha says in a hadith, "Lam yamurra alayna yawmun," There was not a single day that passed upon our family إلا يأتينا فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came to visit us طرفي النهار, twice a day, both ends of the day, in the evening, in the early morning and in the evening. There was not a single day that Aisha radiallahu anha can remember except that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and visited them. This is amazing. One thing is somebody's going and visiting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going and visiting someone, and not once a day, twice a day, and not one day, every day. SubhanAllah, if it was one day, that would be amazing, and if it was once in that day, it would have been amazing. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going and visiting Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu twice a day, every day. So imagine the deep connection that existed between Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Abu Bakr to make that decision that the persecution has reached such a level that I can no longer stand it, and I'm willing to give up the daily visitations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make a hijrah, you can imagine how much difficulty he must have been going through. SubhanAllah. So what happens? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu makes the decision that he is going to make the hijrah. As he is leaving the city with his goods, one of the famous people of Mecca, Ibn al-Daghina, sees him on the way out. He sees him on the way out and he says to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, "Where are you going?" So Abu Bakr explains that I can no longer take the persecution of the Quraysh. It's gotten to such a level that I cannot remain in the city anymore. So I am making a hijrah to Abyssinia. So Ibn al-Daghina says, "You cannot leave the city. I will not permit you to leave the city. I will take you under my dhimma. I will take you under my protection." And this was one of the great people of the city at that time. He was a very powerful man, and he was willing to protect Abu Bakr under his wing. So once he would proclaim his protection, he would then Abu Bakr would then be protected from all the Quraysh, because they would realize that if they harmed Abu Bakr, they would be actually attacking this person. He said, "I cannot let you leave the city. I will keep you under my protection." Then he gave his reasons why. And he says in hadith, in Imam Bukhari relates this hadith. He says, these are the reasons why you can't leave the city. إِنَّكَ لَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْزُومِ وَتَسِلُ الرَّحَمِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ وَتَقْرِ الدَّيْفِ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبُ الْحَقِّ. The exact same five characteristics that Khadija radiallahu anha narrates so many years before as the characteristics why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his first wahi, is the exact same five characteristics word for word in the hadith of Imam Bukhari. Exact same five characteristics word for word is what Ibn al-Daghina uses on a completely separate occasion to describe the characteristics of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So you can see the power of these five characteristics. On two independent occasions, these characteristics are being listed as reasons why people are blessed and they cannot and they have a special status in the dunya. So these are essential characteristics in our development as Muslims. We cannot begin to downplay how important it is. And in this day and age, we put so much emphasis on the ibadat. Everything about the deen is the ibadat. But actually the mu'amalat are something that we need to learn as well. If you go through books of fiqh, for example, the Hidayah, which is a famous book of Hanafi fiqh, you'll see that it's composed of four volumes. There are four thick volumes which are the fundamental basis of Hanafi fiqh. And of those four volumes, one deals with ibadat. Ibadat meaning things that occur between Allah and His creation. Salah, Sawm, Zakah. And the other three, 75% of this book of fiqh is devoted to the interactions of people between people. So these interactions that are being listed in these ahadith, these are very, very powerful. We really need to sit down and examine our lives and make sure that we are helping the destitute, that we invite people that we don't know over to our houses, that we stand up for true causes, that we bring families together, and that we help out those people who are in need. These characteristics are what will cause the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend within our lives. And these characteristics are what will allow us to progress in our deen. This tied in with, as we spoke about in the previous session, tied in with a deep, regular schedule of ibadah. So, it would be one proof for me to give you the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then beyond that, subhanAllah, these exact same words are being used for Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and he is one of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other thing that's unique about Abu Bakr, since we're on the topic actually, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps based on these characteristics, really blessed him enormously. Blessed him in ways which, subhanAllah, you cannot even begin to imagine. So think about the fact that the Prophet ﷺ is visiting Abu Bakr twice a day, radiallahu an. And we discussed that in a little bit of detail. Well, one day the Prophet ﷺ came at a time that he normally didn't come. And he walked, the servant of Abu Bakr, who was working in his home, realized that the Prophet ﷺ was coming at a time which he normally would not come, and announced to the family of Abu Bakr that the Prophet ﷺ is coming, and he happens to be coming at this time which is not his habit. So Abu Bakr, the Prophet ﷺ then entered the house, and he asked Abu Bakr to ask his family to leave. Ask your family to leave. And Abu Bakr responded, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, this is your family. This is not my family. So whatever you have to say to me, you say to them." And the Prophet ﷺ was contented with that. And he then stood before Abu Bakr radiallahu an, and he said, "Qad adhina li fil khuruj." He said, "Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has finally given me the permission to make the hijrah." So Abu Bakr radiallahu an says one word. In response to that statement, Abu Bakr radiallahu an says one word, "As-sahabatu." That's all he says. "As-sahabatu, ya Rasulullah. Let me be in your company on this journey, ya Rasulullah." And the Prophet ﷺ agreed, enormous blessing, because that was not bestowed upon any other companion. And the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr, had already prepared animals and had already prepared everything for this journey, hoping and thinking that perhaps Allah would bless him to be the companion of the Prophet ﷺ on that blessed day. Now, not only did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu help out in this particular effort, not only was he chosen to be the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the entire family became essential to this journey which starts the Islamic calendar. How? Asma radiallahu anha, the daughter of Abu Bakr, she was the one who took the food to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time she was pregnant with Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Imagine, she was pregnant and she was walking around the desert taking the food to Abu Bakr and the Prophet ﷺ on their journey. Abdullah, who was one of the people of the house of Abu Bakr ﷺ, was the one who stayed in the cave overnight and would come and bring news back and forth from what was going on with the Quraysh and then bring it into the cave. And Amr ibn Fuhayra, who was one of the servants of Abu Bakr, he was the one who brought the sheep. And then that sheep would bring the milk, and they would use that milk to give to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so deep that not only did the families become one, but they in essence became one. Meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was easily able to transfer everything that was in his heart to the heart of Abu Bakr radiallahu an. In fact, if you look through the ahadith, you'll see that the day they arrived in Medina, the day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr arrived in Medina, the people, when they saw Abu Bakr, they ran and they greeted Abu Bakr. They thought he was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They all began greeting Abu Bakr. They all began hugging Abu Bakr. They all began congratulating Abu Bakr that he had made the journey. They were so excited. And Abu Bakr actually stepped forward because he wanted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to rest. He didn't want the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be disturbed by so many people gathering in front of him. Then, all of a sudden, the shade that was shading the sun removed for a minute, and the sun began shining on the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr took his cloak, put it over the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then all the people recognized at that moment that that was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was so much ittihad, there was so much connection between them that people would even be confused which one is the Prophet ﷺ. I mean, the Prophet ﷺ had a certain haybah, he had a certain aura about him. And Abu Bakr radiallahu an, based on his characteristics, was also able to attain a portion of that such that other human beings would be confused between them. SubhanAllah. Enormous. It's enormous the status that Abu Bakr was able to attain. I mean, this is a man that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, were you to take his iman on one side of a scale and put the iman of the rest of the ummah on the other side of the scale, the iman of Abu Bakr would outweigh. This is the person that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I have repaid the debt of every single person. Everything that anyone in the community has done for me, I have repaid, except the debt of Abu Bakr radiallahu an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay it on the day of judgment. SubhanAllah. That's the status of Abu Bakr radiallahu an. He had such a deep connection with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the key reason why was his suhbah, was his companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was these characteristics, these essential characteristics within Abu Bakr, which allowed Abu Bakr radiallahu an to attain the blessing of earning this state. Because it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who bestowed this upon him. Another way that you can think about the greatness of Abu Bakr is to think about and reflect on the hijrah in a different way. When the hijrah was commanded to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subsequently went to Ali radiallahu an. And he said, you must stay behind. And the reason why you must stay behind is because I have all these amanat. I have all these goods that people have entrusted me with, and they need to be returned before you can come to Medina. When it came to the returning of the trust of the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ali radiallahu an to return those trusts to the people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the command. But when it came to taking the trust and the amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Mecca to Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Abu Bakr to carry that amana from Mecca to Medina. Meaning the amana of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really, really blessed the family of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And in fact, if you want to even take it one step parallel, going back to the hadith that we've been covering, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the message of his prophethood in the cave of Hira. Right? And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu received the message of his ma'iyyah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave of Thur. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, verily Allah is with us. When Abu Bakr and the Prophet ﷺ were in the cave together, the Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Bakr, do not fear. Do not fear despite the fact that the footsteps of the Quraysh are right before us, because إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, for the rest of eternity, people are to read this and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with both the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So both of them received the news of their connection, whatever it happened to be written, of with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was one of Nubuwa, and the Prophet of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was one of Ma'iyah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these characteristics are really essential. These are the characteristics, the five basic characteristics which allowed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be so blessed, and subsequently the same characteristics in Abu Bakr were exactly what led to Abu Bakr radiallahu an earning this tremendous status in the deen.